And that's why I thought it was beautiful that Roy Shulman could join us today. Roy is an author and a speaker, best known for his book, Salvationist from the Jews and Honey from the Rock. The first one is really beautiful story of his own journey from atheism, from Judaism to atheism and then to Catholicism, which is pretty phenomenal. But he's on with us this morning to talk about the connection between Hanukkah and Jesus and Christmas and Advent more specifically. Roy, happy Advent to you. How are you?
Thanks. Happy Advent to everybody.
And happy Hanukkah.
Beautiful Christmas. That's right. Hanukkah begins this evening.
That's right. December 20th. Now, when did this first hit you? You've been, overall, you've been a Christian for how long now?
I was baptized about, it's almost 15 years now.
Okay. And I'm trying to remember the details. Did you come into the church at that point when you were baptized, or were you baptized as an evangelical? You were baptized as a Catholic?
No, I was baptized Catholic.
Okay. All right, so you've been in the church 15 years. Okay.
That's right.
So you came to this conclusion between the connections when? Just a couple of years ago, right?
Just a couple of years ago. Some of the Jewish feasts, the connection is obvious. Obviously, Passover is the most central because of the connection between Passover and the Mass and the first Mass actually being a Passover Seder. That connection is very obvious. Then the connection between Pentecost and the Jewish Feast of Weeks, which also occurs 50 days after Passover, like Pentecost, 50 days after Easter. That connection is very obvious because the Pentecost is the giving of the Holy Spirit, and the Feast of Weeks that comes 50 days after Passover is the giving of the Torah, the law. And we know that that God said that now I'm giving you the written law, but in the future I will give you the law written on man's hearts. So that parallel was very obvious. But the Passover parallel only kind of slowly, the Hanukkah parallel only slowly dawned on me and burst forth a couple of years ago.
So what did you discover?
Well, the Hanukkah is the celebration of the rededication of the temple. Now, in Old Testament Judaism, the temple was almost the physical dwelling place of God, is where God dwelt on earth in an absolutely unique way. It was in one place in Jerusalem. It was the only place where man could sort of unite with God, offer sacrifices pleasing to God, and create that union between the divine and mankind. And then Israel fell, essentially, evil Syrian Greek king, Antiochus Epiphanes, who desecrated the temple intentionally, forbade Judaism, and set up pagan sacrifices in the temple to totally desecrate it and make it, kind of shatter this relationship that the Jews had with God. And then there was a rebellion, and this essentially Jewish hero, so to speak, set up a revolt against huge odds and got rid of the wicked pagan king and retook the temple and reconsecrated, rededicated the temple and reestablished worship there and sacrifice there. And Hanukkah celebrates this rededication of the temple, this re-sanctification of the place where God dwelt among men. And in this light, it's very beautiful to see the parallel with Christmas. By the way, Hanukkah, although it falls on a different day of the year in our calendar, because the Jewish calendar isn't in lockstep with the secular calendar, Hanukkah's date is the 25th day of the month of Kislev, which is kind of cute because, of course, Christmas is the 25th day of December, and the month of Kislev basically falls around December. And, of course, Christmas, you can see as in itself celebrating in some sense the reconsecration of man. Man had this unity with God in the Garden of Eden. It was shattered with man's sin, and it was reestablished through the incarnation of God as man, through the union of the divine nature and the human nature in Jesus at Christmas. So just like the temple was, Jesus said when he, in John 2nd, if you destroy this temple, I will rebuild it in 3 days. In other words, Jesus is the true temple. And as the temple was defiled and reconsecrated on Hanukkah, mankind was defiled and reconsecrated with the incarnation.
Mm. Now, have you shared this with other Jews who've converted to Catholicism?
Yeah, it kind of blew their minds.
What did they think?
They thought, I mean, it resonated very strongly. They saw the power and the beauty of it.
Now, were you thinking, my goodness, why haven't I seen this before, being that you've been Catholic now for 15 years, and this, you said this was about 2 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I mean, was this a, what do you think this was a result of in terms of you finally seeing this? Because it's pretty obvious once you lay it out like this.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just slow with it. I have no idea.
No, I'm just curious. Maybe there was a certain epiphany you had along the way that just kind of struck you about this. Now, is this developed? I would think this would develop into another talk or a presentation for you, especially around Christmas time.
I talk as much as I can in that sense, and it hasn't come up, but I talk about this stuff. So if and when it comes up, definitely.
I think my favorite part in terms of the note you sent us for the preparation for this morning's show was Hanukkah being the festival of light, in which candles are added one by one until the final night. Jesus, of course, was a true light of the world, whose advent is celebrated by the advent candles added one by one, week by week. And I love this because the Holy Father has been talking so much about light this advent. I don't know if you've noticed that, but in many of his messages for the audience and also for the Angelus, and I think it was last weekend he talked about, or 2 weeks ago, for the Angelus, he talked about don't be attracted to the commercial lights. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but basically what he was saying is don't be attracted to the light of commercialism, but be attracted to the true light. And then when he was lighting by his iPad 2 from his papal apartment that beautiful tree that lights up the mountainside in Gubbio, Italy, he also talked about light as Jesus being the light of the world.
That's right. That parallel between Hanukkah and Advent, Christmas, is in some sense is more physically visible because, of course, if anyone's familiar with Hanukkah, its central sacramental, so to speak, is the eight-branched menorah with it actually has nine candles, where an additional candle is lit every night. So on the first night, only the first candle is lit. Then the second night, two candles and three candles and so forth, until on the eighth night, all of the candles are lit. And it looks an awful lot like an Advent wreath, so to speak.
Mm.
It's very much the same rhythm of this progressive, adding on of lights. And Hanukkah, the name that Hanukkah is actually given in the Old Testament, it's the Festival of Lights. And so that also resonates very strongly with Advent. There's a sense in Hanukkah, there's a sense of expectation as the candles are added and as it culminates in the final night, which is a feeling which is somewhat parallel to the feeling of Advent and the lighting of the Advent wreath and the adding the candles until it culminates in Christmas.
Now, when
which
you
is,
look
as
at,
you say, the true light of
yeah.
the world.
Now, when you look back on your life, you were raised Jewish, and you got to a point in your life where you just felt nothing about God. You became an atheist, and now becoming a Catholic and a completed Jew, because I love that term, completed Jew. What is it like for you to be able to see things like this and be able to celebrate not only Christmas but embrace your heritage all at the same time and to see the connection? That must be pretty overwhelming.
Oh yeah, it's really, really, really wonderful. The only advantage that somebody not born Catholic has is when they discover the truth of the faith, they realize what it is, and it's so much more. It's hard to be aware of if you grow up in it. The image that I have is, you know, we live in the United States with clean running water and electric lights and so forth, and we take it for granted. If you took an African tribesman who lived in a grass hut all his life and brought him to this country, he'd be astonished and amazed and delighted at the fact that you could get light by pushing a button on the wall or get clean water by turning a tap. And that's what the Catholic faith feels like to me. It's like, oh, these poor Catholics, they've had it all their life. They have no idea what they have. It's just like so overwhelming. Everything that I wished was true that I had given up on, I find out was true.
But it is so overwhelming. I mean, even for, you know, cradle Catholics, and we finally wake up and get a clue and have a V8, like the old commercial says, you kind of feel like, where have I been all my life? This is phenomenal. No matter how much time or effort you put into studying the faith, every time you turn around, there's something beautiful, something more deep, something more meaningful. It is overwhelming.
Good. Wonderful. well taken. Yeah.
Well, for me it is anyway. I mean, I know this from my other friends, if we finally get a clue, but I think you're right, when we grow up in it, we're kind of like the spoiled kids on the block. We don't know what we have.
But you bring up another good point, which is everybody needs a conversion. Everybody needs a kind of epiphany. Even if they're born Catholic, usually there has to come a time when they really fully enter with both feet into what they have.
What reading would you suggest if people want to get more out of this comparison between Hanukkah and Advent and Christmas? What books of the Bible, what would you suggest in terms of the New Testament and the Old Testament?
Well, I mean, the book that we've been having at the Mass is Isaiah. Is probably the most beautiful illumination of the link between Judaism and the Catholic faith in the Bible itself. The Book of Maccabees has the story of Hanukkah, and it's a fun book. It's a very readable book. So that's where the story of Hanukkah appears, and that's certainly where one would get the background of the story I told.
What's it like for you? How will you celebrate? I know that you're a newlywed still. How will you celebrate Christmas this year?
Christmas was always very happy from a theological point of view for me, but a little bit sad because my family's all Jewish, and of course, so Christmas is rather solitary. But I was blessed with marrying a woman from a very Catholic family, one of 10 children, and between her siblings, she has about 60 or 70 nieces and nephews. So it will be a more traditionally joyful Christmas now.
And any other comparisons, Roy, that we should be looking at when we're reading, especially this week, moving into Christmas on Sunday, anything you would recommend in terms of kind of getting a deeper meaning of the history of this?
I think the mainstream, what the church does in its normal form does a very good job. I think the readings of Advent leading up to Christmas and, as I said, the Book of Isaiah and the traditional hymns and so forth make a very beautiful picture. I can't really suggest anything on top of that.
And the Catholic faith in particular, in terms of understanding the fulfillment, with Jesus Christ. I mean, compare it to, let's say, what a Messianic Jew might say about, the Old Testament and the New Testament and comparing Christmas to Advent. I imagine there'd be some comparisons, but not as detailed.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the fullness of the truth is, of course, in the Catholic doctrine and Catholic faith, and it really does get a lot of the richness and depth does end up getting lost when you move away from the Catholic context, first into Protestantism and then into Messianic Judaism, which is sometimes even more a step further distant from the fullness of the faith.
Hmm. Well, thank you for sharing this. This is absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to close with a song for you, something that you're familiar with regarding Hanukkah and the celebration. And may I wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas and a continued Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Likewise.
God bless. Thanks, Roy.